Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. I keep seeing videos about the erupting volcano in Hawaii from Mount Kilauea on the Big Island. Seeing as it's kind of a rare event in the global scope of things, I decided to visit and had high hopes I would be able to view an erupting event. I thought it would be a cluster of crowds and lines, complete with humongous expenses, to get and stay close enough to see an eruption, but to my surprise, it was way less than I thought. The flight to the closest airport is the Kailua Kona International Airport, and they fly direct from Sacramento. It's a 5.5-hour flight, and the round trip costs about $300 to $400. Having arrived dry and in one piece in Kona, we rented a car and headed out. We stayed at a friend's house for the first 3 days. Having erupted the day before we left, however, the volcano unfortunately stayed quiet during our entire 11-day trip. I booked the hotel called the Volcano House, which sits on the crater. I called them about 3 months prior to my visit, and to my surprise, there was plenty of rooms available back then, and I selected a crater view for a few dollars more. Compared to the resorts on the Kona coast, which started north of $500 a night, and those fancy luxury resorts pushing $1,000 a night, the Volcano House price of $399 was what I thought a great bargain. The Volcano House is, like I said, right at the rim of the crater, and you can walk out of your room and see the vents. All we saw was steam the whole time I was there. But it was still an incredible visit, and I've been there twice before, of course. A 5-minute drive around the right side of the rim road brought you to an easy-to-park viewpoint, which had just a few onlookers and offered a decent view, which was better than the hotel view. Go around to the left of the Volcano House, and in about 15 minutes you come to another parking lot, where you had to walk about a mile, and you got really close to the vents. We stayed 2 nights at the Volcano House, and it only got crowded during the day as the daytime visitors and tour buses stopped in. Even though the volcano erupts every few weeks or so, the crowds were surprisingly light, and maneuvering around the Volcano National Park was easy. Keep in mind the Volcano House is the only lodging on the crater, and is 30-something miles from Hilo and a good 2.5-hour drive from the coast of Kona, where all the resorts are. There is a little town called Volcano less than a mile from the actual Volcano House, and it's somewhat unknown, or at least it was to me, because I've been up there twice before and never knew that the town of Volcano existed. The little town was virtually empty and had a few restaurants and even some lodging. We had a wonderful breakfast there and thought next time maybe we would hang out there if we got really determined to wait for an eruption. Talking to our friends in Kona and visitors at the Volcano House, we learned that volcano watching was much like witnessing a rocket blast off on Cape Canaveral. Maybe you'll see it, maybe you won't. We were told by park employees and other people at the Volcano House that when it did erupt, because the location is pretty far in, the crowds stay somewhat light until an eruption begins and then it packs up a little bit, but many don't make the trip anyway, so it's not really that crowded as you would think. We left the Volcano House after about 2 days, and we left the island in about 9 days, and wouldn't you know it, when we got back, the vents started glowing red, and 2 days later, the episode 41 with the illustrious fountains blasted off and made one of the best eruptions to date. And as I said, when it does erupt, the lines get a little bit longer, and forget getting a room up there at the Volcano House, as they do sell out weeks in advance, but it ain't like Disneyland. Being an eighth wonder of the world and something I am told is one of the most incredible things to see on this great planet, it's not as difficult as you may think to witness, nor as expensive, but you have to have a little bit of luck, a lot of persistence, and time to wait it out and cross your fingers. And that's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the markets and the volcanoes, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and may not represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff members, or underwriters. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.